So it's keine maskone oche. So then, how will we explain the Mishnah that says Tzipeiren? Tzipeiren is possible not because of Chenkin. Chenkin, that doesn't apply to Tzipeiren. Because Tzipeiren is not Chenik, so it's because of Mechuber. So the Mishnah says in so many words that Mechuber is possible. How could we apply it to, like, in accordance with Rabchir? Now, so it's much from this thesis that this Abaye of Rove, of Toshless of Chibe, was not Nifshet. Was not Nifshet. Because if Teitzve Shita had been, because there is a Machlekes Rishen, whether the Abaye of Rove was Nifshet or not Nifshet. If Teitzve Shita had been, that the Abaye of Rove had been Nifshet, so then, so just as Teitzve says, so it's no kashe against the buyer of Rove either, because it's Nibshita. So apparently, Tesis holds that the buyer of Rove was not Nibshita. Now at that point, there is a machlekes Rishonim. The Rif and the Rambam, they say, they passed like Rebbe, and they passed that Mechuba Mikore is possibly the rice. Told us, we said, Chibre is kosher the rice. But midrabon lechatchile, you shouldn't do it. But the Ebed, it's kosher even midrabon. Even midrabon. But Rove has an abaye. Rove has an abaye. Tolish v'sef chibur li shchit emai. So the Ramban, in explaining the shita of the Ri, he doesn't discuss the shita of the Rambam, but the Rambam shita is the same as the shita of the Ri. So the Ramban in the Chames here says that the Ri held that the Gemara here was patient from his Abaye. How? Because the Gemara says he has vows. Tosh, the Sephiba, boy, Rob. Tosh, the Sephiba, in Shidema. Tosh, ho, your tsoyates in that case. Oi, show your cornail and ale of Vishokat boy, Shritose psul. So what was the sublight of the Gemara? The Gemara tried to be patient that even Tosh, the Sephiba, is possible. So the Gemara says, no. This pricing of the Tisefte of Hoyotsu Yetzin HaKesel has, the Chetose Yipsulo has reference to Kesel Moro. Kesel Moro, that's Mechuba Mikore, it's not Tolish Lisef Chibre. So, but Tolish Lisef Chibre Yenochaname is kosher. So then the Gemara says, Dekename Diktone Dumye Dikone Eile Melo. Shmaminom. So the Gemara says Shmamino. So that means that this Baisa that says that So Yetzin HaKesel is Psulo has reference to Kesel Moro. So in effect, that this Baisa says only if the rock comes out from a Kesel Moro that is Mechuba Mikore. But if the rock will come out from a man-built Kesel, then it will be Chelo. So in other words, so the Gemara is Peshit Rav Sabai. But anyways, but so if the Gemara is patient, why does the Gemara say Toshma no atzakum bekesel b'shochad bo shchitose k'sheiro? The Gemara is already patient. So the Ramban says the Rif holds that the Gemara is trying to say here that in addition to this raya, there is another raya. So that the Gemara is matre shane sakin doim matre. You cannot be patient from this, but from Oyotsu, you can be patient. But the Gemara tried to be patient from two sources, so the Gemara is matre, the second raya. The second raya is no raya, because we can be matre you, that no atzakin has reference to the case of sakin l'mvadle, but something that is going to remain mechuber for good, so then the shchita is psulo. So the Gemara is matre this the second raya, but the buyer of Rove was nipshito because of the first raya. This is what Ramban says in explaining the ripshite, and the Rambam also passes like that. The Rambam also passes like that. פרק א' מלכי שחיטה, הלוכה יוטס אנטחוב. התוי לשכונה, הוא אישי, הוא אישי קוצה צור, איווק, הוא ציפרן, והרי אין חדי, ואין בהם גם, שייחתים בהם, ואם לא עצום בקרקה, ואם לא עצום בקרקה, in other words, told us in the Sefer Chibrei, so lo yishchik behen, ki shei miwutzi, lechatchil enat, vimshoch ha shechitos ekshir. That's told us in the Sefer Chibrei, so lechatchil enat, mid Rabbanon, but there it's kosher even mid Rabbanon. Shochat haloch echov, shochat behen, ki shei mechuborin, mitchil az priyoson, kidim shei yakir eison, shechitos ipsulo, viafol pi shein behen kam. So, in other words, like the Rif, even though Rov has an abaye, but as the Ramban Mohammed explains, the Gemara was patient. But even that, even though the Gemara after that tried to be patient, that it's Kshero, and the Gemara is Matre, so the Gemara just tried to show that there is another Raya. So the Gemara said, no, there is no other Raya. But there is one Raya, and that one Raya is enough. Now the Rosh, Paskins, that even Tolosh Lesef Chibre is possible. Because he holds it's a Bible if Shete, so it's a Sveket Raise, so it's a Chumre. And Teisves Shite will probably be like the Rosh, because we see from the Teisves that it's not Nifshat, because if Teisves had agreed with Ramban, and Riv and Ramban, that it was Nifshat, so why does Teisves say, Vamayd have a boy loik me lil mas nisn kreprir loikashe, loikai me maskone roche. Here too it's loikai me maskone roche. The answer is, it's the maskone is, it's a Bible if Shete. That's in Perek Aleph of the Rosh in Chum, paragraph of Beis. It's Kuf Mem Zayin on the Beis. So he says, "So we call the Yishev Lachatchila. We told us Lisef Chibre. Avo Mechuba Meikorei Aflo Devet Shchitos Ipsula. Uvi told us Sheichatin Lachatchila. Ditanya Bechol Sheichti. Bein Bitzur, Bein Bischuchis, Bein Tchum Mishol Kone. My new Simpune Dagmi. Yire. The Hode Machshirim Bitzur Vikone. Tolish was a fibre hainu li batle. Avali batle kim chuba mi kore dome. Vahaine baye de rove velo if she was no melachum. So of course, if it's no batle, if somebody will just thrust, stick a sack in the case out, just for a moment, for an hour, for 2 hours, and then while the sack is stuck in the case out, he'll share the behime, so then even the rosh will be made it as a shiro. Because that much is certainly muchach from the Gemara. Because the second raya was Toshma no atzakim b'keis il chavu shlosik sheil. So the Gemara says shan esakim mevatalei. So lo chalak poches vo etzloi mevatalei. Then it certainly has a din of tolish. Then it certainly has a din of tolish. So the whole shaila is where it is mevatalei. So he passes lechumrei. Because it's a bayit lechumrei. It's a bayit lechumrei v'leif shetei. ואסלין לחומרי. אבל רבל וזל לא יכול להק בתול של סיפ חיברי. דימש כל ידי שחדו סיפסו על דומי לקון אילה מילוב, או יפלטו עקים שישרש. אבל כל שעות תול של סיפ חיברי, שחיתו סיקשירו, ומי יש לדבי כמרי שאיפרי. דידב כדומי לסעקים למבט לולי, הודו מה שלו סיקשירו. לא חינוך אלך. Now, the Balamoya is also like the Rosh. Balamoya, Tav Dalet in the Reef on the base, Balamoya. Kashi the Rebbe Loi Kashi. Kam Nechubu Mikoi, Kam Shoyos the Chibre. Avo Rapri Eli Efshu Loi Kamida. The Chibre is like Rapri Eshkid in Torosh Matera, in Kedom and Rav, Vov Tiko Ha'uf Tiko Malosh, Loi Shon Loi Klau Bin Torosh Loi Chubu. Ela Hakam Mut Lachat Chile. Vikai Mulon Kirebe. Hil Kach Mechubu Mikoi, Avo Bdevet. Shchitos Ipsulon. וכן תולו של יוסף חיברי, בידו מה שמבט על יסי, ואין דיית על יקרי, שחיתו סיפסולו, והי נבאי דרובי, ואין דיית על יקרי משום, שחיתו סיפסולו, והי נבאי דרובי, וכיוון דלו יפשט, לחומרי נקטינו, ואם הוא תולוש לסך פיברי, בדובר שמבט לסי, כנסקין שדאית לא עוקחים, אם כן יצאו עושה לך תחילה, לא ישחי. זה יראה שמשחית אותו במחובה, ועם שוחת, שאתה זה כשאירו ואוהבים, זה לא לקוסר בזה כל הצירך. So we have the מחלק את השני. Now, so, most רשיינים פסקים, the תולוש לסך פיברי לין שחיתה. לין שחיתה, so, תולוש לסך פיברי לין שחיתה, so is kosher. But even the Rishonim, like the Balamoyer and the Rosh, who passed that it's a bayit leivshite, so they only passed that it's a bayit leivshite, it's a bayit leivshite only in connection with Shchit, but not in connection with Kolat Erekule. Now let's say, Ligabe Abrizore, so all Rishonim passed that Tolush Lisev Chibrei is Havetolush. In other words, Hamishtach Velebayis is Osre. But Shchite, so some Rishonim pasken misofik lechumre. Why should Shchite be different? Monefshach. If all Rishonim agree that we pask that Tolush Lisev Chibrei is Havetolush, why by Shchite should be different? So the answer is the aloche of Mechuber being possible in Shchite is not analogous to the psul of Mechuber in Kol HaTerekule. V'horaye, in Kol HaTerekule, where there is a din of Mechuber, so then Mechuber means what? Mechuber to Kark? But Mechuber to Ebal Chai does not have a din of Mechuber. Masha'in king of Shchite, so the halacha is, the Mishnah says, in other words, if a sheikhet takes the tzipiren of an animal, it's sharp, there's no pkimis, and the shechts, the simonim of the behemoth, so the shechitos is psula, because that's the psula of mechuba. So, but the tzipiren of an animal is mechuba to the animal. That in Kol HaTerekule, it wouldn't have a din of mechuba. So here, the aloche of mechuba that is possible, that we learn out from the posik, vayikach es amacheles lishchet, so implies a aloche of mechuba libriyosi. So if something is mechuber to karke, so it's mechuber libriyose. If something is mechuber to a living thing, it's also mechuber libriyose. So since the din mechuber by shchite is not analogous to the din mechuber in Kol HaTerekule, so mimele, the Balamoyer and the Rosh hold that even though in Kol HaTerekule we pass the tolush lesef chibrei is avetolush, Tolush Lesef Chibrei Avetolush, but by Shchite, it's a Bailiv. Now, Rambam in Perek Chesmuches Avlizor Aloche Dalet says as follows: Bayis shebonei v'kichovim mitchilo sheya bayis atzmi nevad v'chei hamishtachve libayis bonu hareize osa banoi. In other words, the Tolush Lisif, even though mechuba cannot become neser, as Avlizor eleheim aloorim v'leorim eleheim, but bayis is not mechuba, bayis is Tolush. Bayis is Tolush. So Mimele is he paskens that Tolush Lisef Chibrei is Avetolush. Tolush Lisef Chibrei is Avetolush. So then we'd expect the Rambam to paski Ligabei Meile. Now, the halacha is that there is no Meile Bikakois. Bimechuba. Only Bimtaltalin, Bitolush, there is Meile. Since now, is there Meile? Is there meile in a bayis? So that should depend. If we say Torush Lisev Chibre is Have Torush, so then it should is some Mele. There should be Mele. If somebody will be Dor in the Baishal Hekdesh, he should be Mele. If we say the Torush Lisev Chibre is Have Mechubea, so just as there could not be Mele in the Sodesh Hekdesh, because there is no Mele Bikakois, so there shouldn't be Mele in the Baishal Hekdesh. Since the Rambam Paskins got out of the Zore, that Amishtach will buy Shal Yosre, the Tolush will say Chibre is a Tolush, so it should follow that the Rambam should Paskin, that Ador Bebayis, he should be Meir. And the Rambam Paskins, that Ador Bebayis, he is not Meir. He's not Meir. So that Kasha is raised against the Rambam. Now, my father said that there is no difficulty in the Psako Rambam. On one hand, that Hamishtach for the Bais, so is Osrei, Gabel is Oretol, Jesriba, and Tolush, and on the other hand, that Hador Bebais, so is not male. Hador Bebais is not male. Why? Because as far as Avizor is concerned, or as far as Hechsha Tumi is concerned, so there the question is whether it's Tolush or it's Mechuba. So, in other words, Hechsha Tumeh has to be Mitolush. It cannot be Mechuba. Mechuba cannot be Mikabu Tumeh. Only Tolush can be Mikabu Tumeh. Then, as far as Avilizor is concerned, so what can become Neser? Only Tolush can become Neser. Mechuba cannot become Neser. But Ligabe Mile, it's not a shaila. Now, of course, if someone is mishtamish in his sodesh or hekdesh, he's not meir. But there it's not a question of tolush and mechuba. There it's a question of metaltelin versus kakois. In other words, miile is only neig metaltelin. Miile is not neig in kakois. But it's not a question of tolush versus mechuba. It's a question of metaltelin versus kakois. How do we know whether a certain din depends upon the question of Tolush versus Mechuba, or a certain din depends upon the question of Mitaltelin versus Kakois? My father said there is a simple test. In other words, whether this, the same aloche that applies to Avodim or not. Now there is aloche, Avodim Hukshuli Kakois, but there is no aloche that avodim have a din of a mechuba. Now, eved cannot become neser in the iser avrizore for a different reason, because no balchai can become oser in the iser of avrizore. If somebody they favor avrizore mishtachve to a behime, now let's say the Indians even today, so they are mishtachve to the behime. So that behime is not osabanoe. So there is another aloche that the Baal Chai does not become Moser Bavrizore. But as far as so Mimele for so Evet Naini, if an Evet Naini will be Nevet as an Avrizore, he will not be Moser because he's not different than any other Baal Chai. But as far as the aloche that the Issa Avrizore is not Chal and kakois, so it's not tolu in the shem karke versus metaltali, but it's tolu in the shem mechuba versus tolush, and that we learn out from the pasuk elehiyem alahorim v'lo yahorim elehiyem. So, and the raya is that there is no aloche avodim hukshuli kakois ligabe avrizore, but an eved cannot become affected with this avrizore for a different reason, because no balchai can become affected with this avrizore. Mashenking Abimile, so the Gemara says, just as there is no Mile Bikakois, there is no Mile in Avodim either. So we see that the Haloche, that Kalke is Mufke of Mile, is not based upon the Halishem Mechuba, but upon the Halishem Kalke. So Mimele, the Rambam Shite is, when it's a question. So there is no stira between the two Rambams. On one hand, the Rambam Paskins in Avodizore, the Rambam Paskins in Avrizore, that Amishtach for the Bayis is us, because Tolish Lisef Chibre is Avitolish. So, but Ligabi Mile, he paskens that there is no Mile in the bias. The answer is Tolush. If it's a question of the Shem Tolush versus the Shem Mechuber, so then we say Tolush Lisef Chibre has a Chalei Shem Tolush, because the Chalei Shem Tolush means something that is naturally Tolush. That's the essential thing in the Shem Tolush. That which is naturally Tolush. So when you take stones and you build them into, it's already Tolush. So it's already naturally Tolush. And then you build it into a house, so it still retains the Chalei Shem Tolush. Masha'in kei ligabi mile. So there is no halacha that in Tolush there is mile. The halacha is in mitalteling there is mile. In kakoyes there is no mile. And kolam chubeli karake is kikarake. So mile, as long as presently it's attached to the karake, so it has a chalishim karake, even though naturally it's not Tolush, but right now it's attached to the karake. It's a building, it's a house, so it's attached to the karake. Kolam chubeli karake ki karake, so it has a chalishim karake, even though it does not have a chalishim Tolush. So mele, there is no stire in the Psak HaRambam that ligabi avrizori paskin samishtach lebayi shalei osrei, and ligabi mile, so bayis has a din of a mechuber, because mile is not tolu in the Shem Tolush versus mechuber, but it's tolu in the Shem mitalteli versus kakois. As a matter of fact, this is what my father says in explaining the Rambam. But in Chishmishpet, so 2 days are mentioned. Now there is aloche that kakois are mufke of inoye, kakois are mufke of shvue, in ishboin la kakois, there is no din of inoye in kakois, only mitalta. What about ibais? So in Chishmishpet, they are tushitis. So some Rishonim say that there is no shvui in Ebayis, there is no inoy in Ebayis. And some Rishonim say no, since Tolush l'sef chibrei is ave Tolush, so mimele, there is shvui in Ebayis, and there is inoy in Ebayis. So apparently, this is the machlokes Rishonim. The Rishonim who say that in Ebayis there is shvui and there is inoye, even though kakoi is a mufke of shvui, a mufke of inoye. So they hold, not like the Rambam, and they hold that just as Tolush l'sif chibre is ave Tolush in matters of Tolush versus mechubea, so in matters of mitaltelim versus kakoi is, it also has a chalisha mitaltel. Those Rishonim say that there is no inoye, there is no shvui in Ebayis, even though they pass that Hamishtach Lebayis is Osrei, so they agree with the Shitas HaRambam that Tolush Lesef Chibre have a Tolush in matters that are Tolu in the Chalei Shem Tolush versus Mechuba, but Tolush Lesef Chibre does not have a din of Mitaltli. So Mimele, since presently the Bayis is attached to the Karake, so Kolam Chuba LeKarake is the Karake.
Omar, please there, Omar, please. Amr Masnite, Tony. Hey, Gorin, then we'll be training Shokan with a lead. Hey, Sheikh, you can check with a lead. Even if it is sharper, they roll in God. They mechat him go gosso. They mechat sitzim go shinai. They mekam him. Hey, Sheikh, him go. But I'm the bechol Sheikh, him. They be so, they be so, they be training Shokan. So, a training Shokan can be used for Shkede. Omar Akkope, Bezimon de Agra. So when do you say, when does the Pharisee say the Chechim Krem Shokone, so that is a special kind of wheat that grows on swamps and that kind of wheat, so it doesn't break. Masheinke, other wheat, so it breaks and chips, splinters, break off. So mainly the splinters that break off will tear the simoni, they will not cut the simoni. But if it is the kind of a reef that doesn't break and doesn't splinter, so then
If it is sharp, it can be used for sure. We mechatchim b'bosom. So, for the same reason. So, Rav Pope mechater b'kir v'dogim, the ziggy. Because a fish, so it's transparent. So if a splinter breaks off, he'll be able to see it. So there is no sakon. But meat, so a splinter might stick into the meat and he will not even notice it. So there is a sakon. Rabbi Baravune mechater bo'eif edrochich. And Rabbi Baravune used the reed in cutting chicken because it's very soft. So the melee, it does not have to break to break off splinters. The mechamchim bo, typically mishindoma ma. So the mechamchim bo because of sakone, because of splinters. Typically mishindoma ma, kaneya bidoroshe yashavitis be shin of neishreis. Amarav pope kenuach, when it says the mechamchim bo because of splinters, it means not to use it over a maki if you have it soft on your hand. You shouldn't use that in rubbing off the maki, because of the possibility of a splinter breaking off. Kinuach bi maki kam. Hakol shochtim, the Mishnah says, hakol shochtim leilom shochtim. Hakol shochtim, hakol bishchit. Hakol bishchit, vafilof. So in other words, according to this Gemara, when the Mishnah says, hakol shochtim, it doesn't have reference to the subject who ishechit, but it has reference to the nishchat, to the object. In other words, everything can be slaughtered. It has reference to the nishchot, to the object. Vafilov, what's the chiddush vafilov? Because there is a day, en shchit eliyof. In shchitel off in ator, but we don't pass like that. So in other words, so that means hakel b'shchitel v'afilo, there is a requirement of shchitel midarais, even by off. Lafukem mandoma who says that in shchitel off in ator, and that mechire that midarais and mechire is enough. Mechire is enough. All right. Leilom Sheikhti. What does it mean, Leilom Sheikhti? Always. Why should there be a distinction between one period and another period? So, man tani, Omar Rabbi Shmuel, tanye, ki yarech v'anishom l'kechos b'ucho kasher dibaloch, v'yomar to'ich lo boso. So, the Torah tells us something when the Jews will enter Eretz Yisrael. Apparently, there is a change. Something new took effect when the Jews took possession of Eretz Yisrael that was not made before while the Israelites were on the Middle. So there is a machleket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Meir, Ribo Akosu Velahatilem Psatav, Shebitchilo Nesalem Psatav, Mishinich Nisloret, Hutalem Psatav. V'achshov shegolu yochil yarzer nisoon orishen likach shaninu leilom shecht. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Israelites in the Midbar were not allowed to eat psatavo. Psatavo means psachol. If a Jew in the Midbar wanted to eat meat, so he had only one choice, one alternative, and that was to be magdish the behemah lishlomi and be makrivet in the mishkin, and then eat the bosom. So in other words, so the Israelites in the Midbar, according to Rabbi Shmuel, were not allowed to eat psachol. They were only allowed to eat psakoch. So they were able to eat, but every time a Jew wanted to eat meat in the Midbar, he had to be magdish the behem, mishlom. Psatavu was also. So this is what the Torah tells us: ki yarchi v'adishem alekechos gluchok hashem ibaloch. So then you'll have a heter. Once the Israelites enter the promised land, So they became muter to eat psatav or psachu. So then, some mele I could say, since in the midbar Jews were not allowed to eat bosom, and then they were allowed psatav only when they entered Eretz Yisrael, maybe when they went into exile, they reverted to a similar issue of not being allowed to eat psatavo. So this is what the Mishnah tells us. Le'ilam shechti. There is a heta shchite, even bizman hazeh, that one goes. Le'kashon ino le'ilam shechti. Maskiv lo, have ye said, hai le'ilam shechti? Le'ilam shechti ve'ech li miboyel. So, in other words, so the Mishnah is trying to tell us that there is a heter of psatavo. So the Mishnah should say Leilam Sheikhtim Ve'echlim. The Mishnah only says Leilam Sheikhtim. So apparently the whole Chiddush is in regard to Shchite, not in regard to the Achilas Bosom. Void, Mikore, how could there be Salkenaitoch? That when the Jews went into exile in Goles, they should revert to their original Issa of not being allowed to eat psatavo. Why should there be such a Salkenaitoch? So, why is it that the Torah forbade the Jews to eat psatavo in the midbar? And once they entered the promised land, so they became muta. So the reason is, because while they were in midbar, it wasn't such a hardship for them to be also eating psatavo, because they were close to the mission. So it was relatively easy to be makrinikol. Mashenkin, once they entered the promised land, it would have been a terrific hardship if they wouldn't be allowed to eat psatav and only psakotch. So because my time is Mishnah Mikhil Mishkin, we've said my time is American Mishkin. So from that point of view, they should be more likely to be muter psatav in Goles than in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael they also removed from the Beis HaMikdosh. But when they were in Goles, they were much more removed from the Beis HaMikdosh than in Eretz Yisrael. So if they were allowed to eat psatavo in Eretz Yisrael, al chaskamo lechamo, then they should be allowed to eat psatavo in Goles. So why should I have some daitoch that in Goles they should be forbidden in psatavo? Because it has to be regulated. Elo Marabes, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi wanted to say that the Mishnah accords with Rabbi Shmuel and explain the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef explains the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, ki yirchat michawa mokei, asher yivchat shem lakecho, lo su shmu yishom, vizavachtom kochom tzelchem, kochom tzelchem, Rabaki veim alibako sevales alem psa nechire. Shemitchile ut alem psa nechire. Mishemichnis ulo oretz, nes alem psa nechire. Viachshov shegolu, yochel yazo leteo orishen. Ikach shominu leilom sheikhati. So Rabbi Yosef says that the Mishnah can be explained in accordance with Rabaki. Rabaki is chilikan Mishmael. And Rabaki holds that the Israelites in the midbar were allowed to eat psatav. But, according to Rabbi Akiva, there was no requirement of shchite in the midbar. So when did the Jews become mitzuve? And shchite, and mizavachto, only after they entered Eretz Yisrael. But as long as they were in the midbar, they didn't have the shech, they could eat chum by simply being necheya. The simony. So even though in the midbar, according to Rabbi Akiva, so they were allowed psal mechire, but that doesn't mean that they were not muzer and isar of the veil in the midbar. Of course, they were muzer and isar of the veil, but nechire also means that is also a matter. In the midbar, nechira was a matir. Just the shchite is a matter now. But what does shechita mean? Shechita means that you cut the simanim, you kill the animal, the behemoth, by cutting the simanim in a special way. Through shechita. So what does it mean shechita? So you have five psulim, you have shia, you have akrome, you have viko, you have truse, you have chalode. So in other words, you have to cut the simanim in a certain way. You cannot just cut the simanim the way you cut an apple. Then it will be truse. There is a certain place where you can cut, and there shouldn't be any shia. In other words, what does shia mean? Shia means that the cutting of simanim should take place very speedily. In other words, you shouldn't start cutting the simanim and then take a pause and then finish it later. So, in other words, so shchita means that the cutting of the simanim should take place in a special way. Nechire means you can deaden the animal by killing it through the simon. It doesn't make any difference how you deaden the animal, but you have to deaden the, how you deaden the animal through the simon. But the animal has to be deadened by through the simon. So you can cut the simon through iloch and avoye. You can cut the simon by cutting the simon. By cutting the simonim, the way you cut an apple, so there is no psulim. But nechiri is also a matter. But suppose in the midbar, if a Jew killed the behemoth by shooting it, or let's say the behemoth died itself, then it was mevayel. But nechire in the midbar, nechire means cutting the simanim in any way, no special way. As long as he cuts the simanim, as he kills the animal by cutting the simanim. So this was midbar, but that's called psal nechire. Mishenichnis ola oret nezalem psal nechire. Biachshav shegolu yochel yarzeru leteiro harishen ikach sheni lo yishen. Now let's see the Rashi. So this is Rashi Shita. That's a big chiddush. But all the other Rishonim machilek on Rashi. Because according to Rashi, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Bosa Tavo was Osea. So not only it was an Issa Grede, there was a Chiyuv Kores. So he says, "Sheyichinu leechel lebosa shlomi v'imo yoshechtim b'loy korm hoyanushim kores." So it wasn't just a nisa, but it was a nisa kores in the midbar according to Rabbi Shmuel. Bosa type. All the other rishonim achilik. So all the other rishonim hold that it's just a nisa, and in other words, it's a nisa resim. But there was no chorus, nothing. But according to Rashi, there was a nisa chorus in the midbar for pasatay. Lav, nichnis loaretz nischakum namizbeach utalem namitcho hazeh sheyiz b'chol boson tavoson v'yichu v'yachshav shegolu lav l'mishmoel kovrei el rabbe kovrei v'yuk medimasnis l'mishmoel kileima l'hoch eton eleim amshechtu d'lo yiteime achshav shegolu yarzo l'yisron k'mo sheyukim sheyiz loaretz l'kach shenit. ויתריבו האדם ואכילו לבדי, ואיכלין הבוסר, ולבסייב כשנכנסו לאורץ, והויסו ארצו מרחובו, ואורחיקים לו יחילים לו בירושלים מחוליים. wir kolschen haschte kishigolo leselem samen. So Rabbi Yisef explains it in accordance, explain the mission in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. Leselem samen chiret, ki dechosim bahayi kro, dichir chak mucho amoki, zewachim korechum tzedach. Shemitchilo mit bautol em samen chir, mahayi konavki, dichsit ki yir chak, vizobach, michwal dat haschte, lo im istavo azvich, viachshav shigolo Rabbi Yisef kono, psatave lo yitzaklau, וקרו ולפסח ללמיד להביאו ביקוצ'ינגס. והי תכסיב בכל אבס נפשך אותי חלבסו, ועושר לאב להורי יותר, בפתבוס התאי ועושי. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, בכל אבס נפשך אותי חלבסר implies that only מי שנכנס לאורף וכן מותר מסתאי. According to Rabbi Akiva, they were מותר מסתאי ומין אותו. So what does the Torah mean by the posse, בכל אבס נפשך אותי חלבסו, לאב להורי יותר בפס התאי ועושי. אלו כי נדור יש לי רבי לזה בן עזרי, בפרק כיס אדם, לימדו תאירו דרך ארץ, שלא יכל אודום בוסור אלו לתאובן. וכי ירחק, וזובח תובו להזר על השחית, כי שיכניסו לאורץ, ויעב אגב דקרו, פיפסול המקדושי, שנינתו על דימום עם משתוי, כדי מקמין עם בבחירס, אבל לא אחרי גם לינו חול מנהי, כי גם לינו פרק בייס, מה כסביב היו פסול המקדושי, מה פסול המקדושי בשחיתה, אף צביב היו בשחיתה, וצביב היו חול מנהי. Alright, that is so the Gemara makes the Akira Rabbi Shmuel so for Bosa Mechira we ishtere klar there was no heta for Bosa Mechira we ishtere no Rabbi Shmuel hayne dichsiv we shochat es ben aboko because there was no heta for Mechira in the mid elo Rabbi Akiva that in the midbar it was kal. So it was mutar mechira, there was no necessity for shchite. Why mishochat? So why does the Torah say mishochat? So kochim shat. So in other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, only psachum was mutar al mechira. Didn't require shchite. Mashenki kochi did require shchite, even the middle. Even the middle. Bishlei misadla imor asikash. Bishlei Rabbi Shmuel ha'im b'chzivatzim v'abboko yishchat lohem. Elo, Rabbi Akiva, ma'atzi v'apoko yishochet lohem, yinoch lohem miboyer. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that in the midbar they didn't even have to share, they could kill the animal by cutting the simonim in any way, not in any special way. So why does the Torah say, ha'atzinu boko yishochet lohem? He should say, ha'atzinu boko yinoch lohem. So the Gemara says, "Nechira shalahem zui shchitos." In other words, that means that even though nechira was muter, but it had to be killed in a special way. So the nechira was in lieu of shchite. So the mele. That's why the Torah employs the term of yishochet, of yishochet. Because the word shchite really means deadening the behemoth in a way that it is matter the behemoth. That's shchite. So the mele in the midbar that nechira was enough. So nechira was the shchite. Bishlim Rabbi Shmuel Haimutnam Hasheichin Stam Rabbi Yodei VeAnechir VeAnaakir Potam Melechasis El Rabbi Akiva Amay Potam Melechasis. Now, when is there a mitzvah of kisa adam? When is there a mitzvah of kisa adam in an ov? In an ov, that is only when the shchita is a matir. But when the shchita is not a matir, then there is no mitzvah of kisa adam. But if there is a mitzvah of kisa adam in an ov. Now, so the question is, why does the Mishnah say that when one is nechir an ov, there is no mitzvah of kisa adam? True, the mitzvah of kisa adam is only shayach if the behemoth was killed in such a way that it is a matir v'achir. But since nechir was a matir, in the midbar So in the mitzvah it required kisada. So the mele even l'deya is, since in the mitzvah it required kisadam, and after all the mitzvah of kisadam, this is what the Gemara assumed Habamim, that as far as the mitzvah of shofar v'chizo is concerned, so it didn't change from the mitzvah and then when it's lichtis alaret, because after all there was no change in regard to mitzvahs. So as far as the mitzvah of kisadam is concerned, so since during the course of the mitzvah, the 40 years of the mitzvah, so Nechira required the mitzvah of Kisadam, so even after they entered the Eretz Yisrael, so the mitzvah of Kisadam should have been the same and should apply to Nechira as well. This is Moritz Kashi. El Ram Kiva Maikotam Chasis. So now we can give more money to Teret. In other words, Kisadam is only Shayach in Shri. So it doesn't mean true in the mitzvah. If somebody was nechir and all, it also required kishadam, because in the mitzvah nechir was also like shchite. But the moment they entered Eretz Yisrael and nechir, it was ceased to be matir, only shchite. So the mele kishadam could not apply to nechir, because kishadam applies only to that kind of a killing of an ov, where that is a matir. In the mitzvah, nechira was a matter. So nechira was in lieu of shchite. But once they entered Eretz Yisrael, so nechira ceased to be material. So nechira was like shooting a dog. So really it didn't require any kisadam. Bishlei mele Rav Akiva do mapsat taiva lutzaklau hayu dechziv kashe chalas atzvi v'sa'ayo ki techlenu el Rabbi Shmuel. Tzvivayu gufei mi'a v'shore. So the Torah gives a teretz ki osa. So in other words, here the Torah says, the Torah equates the eating of psar behemo with the eating of the eating of tzvivayu. So the Torah says, bishlem rabakim doma psar payu mitzaklau. But how can the Torah equate the eating of Sar Behemo with the eating of Tzvi, the eating of Sar Behemo after the Israelites entered Eretz Yisrael, with the eating of Tzvi Vayo, Psachayo, prior? But Psatavo was also there, so Gimor assumed that not only Psatavo Behemo was also there, Psatavo of Chayo was also there. So how can the Torah equate the eating of Psa Behemo after they entered Eretz Yisrael with the eating of Psa Chayo prior to the taking possession of Eretz Yisrael? According to Rabbi Shmuel, so in the mitzvah everything was also there. Boso was also there. So Psa Behemo was also there, Psa Chayo was also there. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Ki osa rachmone behemo dechazi la'akrovo. Abo chayo dechazi la'akrovo lo yosa rachmone. Lo yosa rachmone. In other words, so whereas the Gemara and the Havamim assume that all psatavo was also in the mitzvah according to Rabbi Shmuel, so now the Gemara says no. Only psatavo behemo was also in the mitzvah. But psatavo of chayo, of tzvi, so that was muter in the Torah. In other words, the Torah only answered psatavo in the mitzvah because they had an opportunity to eat the same psatavo in the form of kabones. So mele they were forbidden to eat it in any other form. So it's only shayach l'gavi behemo because the behemo is roi l'akomo. But you cannot be makri chayo, you cannot be makri a tzvi es shlomim. So mele, since there is no way of eating it, of eating the chayo by way of kochin, so the mele psatavo was not osa. So even the mitzvah, only psatavo of behemo was osa, but psatavo of chayo was not osa. So the Torah says that after the Israelites will take possession of Eretz Yisrael, so then there will be an equation between the eating of psatavo of behemo and the eating of Psatav of Chaya. Just as Psatav of Chaya's mutter in Mikvo. So after the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, Psatavo, the Psatavo of Behim will also be mutter. The same one. Now the Rashi. So it has to be killed. It has to originate the killing at the place of the simoni. The amakeya simoni will be chayokoi, the tono kisu, king tzvivayo. Potable chasmus, Vashayichal, Vishova, Vishis of the Holak, Lakos Vidabe, Vafiluman, the Machayev Kisu Vishaykh, Vinim Sotrepo, Hochemede, the Shrita Mirbino, the Komashviko Shviko Mishutehut, Yosem Shritiks, El Rabakive, Alkisadam, the Mibon is Tabu, Unhiroso Noiso Shritoso. So in the Mibon, the Hero is a mate, Ranechem is Maze, Namni Poikiso, because after all, why should the mitzvah of Kisu change from the Mibon to Eretz Yisrael? אַх קאַשע יאָך, אַх שו צוויי, צוויי און דו מייכט דיך וואָנען ביכע מיט זיי משטיך נישט לאגן. שאַב אויב איך האב מאַטע מיט שריט אויף חום, משטיך נישט לאגן, קאַשע צוויי אַх שו, אין צריך לאגן מיט דער זאַקידש. אַל איך צוויי און אַх שו, שאַט אומ וואָט יאָך איך ביכע אַхס. אַל איך ביש מויל, האו קען די טוי זיי קאַצווי בחיו. ג'וס איז צוויי וואָיל וויטן אַנטיל נאָ. But צוויי וואָיל וואָט נאָט איטן אַנטיל נאָ, ביקאָז דער טייב וואָס אַזאַ אין דעם מאַקשעלעסיום, דאָ טיב וואָס אַ טאַב אויף צוויי וואָיל וואָס אַזאַ. So, kios rachmon psat al mibo. Now, the thesis. She mitchilo nes alohem, zayin omlech, she mitchilo nes alohem psat ayo, pir bikun tres mitech siva, she mishochim bukut lo machne, lo pesach omeib lo yivio. So, that was according to Rashi, there was even a chiyuv kores according to Rabbi Shmuel, in psat ayo. Vikoshet ahu kol ayo, vikoshet mu mishmud echut, ולכם נאמה לקומר על רבי שמואל, יום פסעת אבו יצלו, ציבה וקופאי מיה בשורת. So the Havamin of the Gemara was that there was that it applied to Chayotu. So could we say that according to Havamin of the Gemara, so there was a Chiyuv Kores in Shechting Chayo, in Shechting Chayo B'chut, but Pshita Da'u Kola Hayer Ela Bikom Mei, and here in Foreish, and Yisrach Kola Hatter and Psotai Vo, Dayek Michal Mikore Oseh, I'm the guy from the Kibbe, she makes the root of the Samuel Hiren, and he's a colossal. So he's a Rabban, and the Rajbo, all the shame. Achil Karashi. And we say that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only also Mishan and Isarese. And the Isarese is deduced from the fact that because the Torah says, Vomalto is Loboso, so Torah is Mate Boso. So from this, we deduce that prior to that, it was also. But there was no English chorus in Shechting Psatai. We coached in Hashem Yerubletri. So the Gemara refutes Rabbi. In other words, how could we have a Salkadaita? That according to Rabbi Shmuel, so Mishigolo, they should revert to Yisun or Ishi. After all, why were they also on the Mikbo? Because they are very close. Why did they become Mutam Satavo in Eretz Israel? Because they are very far. So in Golis, they were even farther from the Mishamikdosh than they were in Eretz Israel. So it certainly shouldn't be allowed to... So they certainly should not be... They certainly should not be forbidden in Gosatav. Because the Hashem is Yaakov. Today says this for in the garse bay on alley bay on the kitchen was in lope in gain with a bishmoy root rabom because she didn't gain I come a rocha with a bishmoy with the way other abi people with way keep root rabom so there is a very big chiddush in this thesis
But I mean, we couldn't understand the Chiddush in this Teisves unless we see the Teisves of Megillah. In Megillah, the Daftes on the base, at the end of the Daftes on the base, and then it continues into Yudom and Aleph, says, Kedusha Shile Yesha Chelhet, Ukedusha Yerushalayim Inachoet. Now, first the Bisamidosh was in the Mikvah, in the Mishnah. And then, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, so at the very beginning, it was in Gilgal. And then, it was in Shile. The time of Shmuel, no. So it was in Shem. And then it was in the beginning. And then the Beis HaMikdash was established on Har HaMoriah. So, Kedusha Shilei Yeshach Eloheinu. So in other words, that after the Beis HaMikdash had existed in Shiloh, so there was a Het HaBomis. Bomis means that every Jew was allowed to set up a bomb in his own yard. He was allowed to set up a bomb and be makir kavanos. That's Het HaBomis. So there was a certain period after the Beis HaMikdash existed in Shilei when Jews were allowed to be makir kavanos privately by setting up a bomb in his own yard and be makir kavanos. But once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim and Har HaMoriah, so then there was an end to the Het HaBomis. So since the time, Bomis became Moslem. So the only one who has a Het HaBomis to be called Mani Bome is a Goy, Ebeneach. He's allowed to be Makri, they call him Mani Shem, Mani Bome. But in Israel, so since Dushas Yerushalayim, since Yerushalayim was Niskadish by David, so there is no Het HaBomis. That's what the Mishnah says. Then, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shomaiti Shematrivim B'Beis Chonyo B'Zman Hazeh. Now, Beis Chonyo, so was built in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim by Chonyo, the son of Shimon HaTzadik. So he built a wonderful, a magnificent edifice, like a Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. So then there was some talk against Chonyo that he built it La Vizor. But it's not so. It was built La Vishem. But the question is, even though it was built La Vishem, whether one is allowed, even though Chonyo had in mind that it should be Beis HaMikdash and that the Jews should be Makriv Korbanos in that place. So the question is, are you allowed to be makriv kavanos? So if you are allowed to be makriv bimo, so then you should be allowed to be makriv kavanos in Beis Chonyo. If you're not allowed to be makriv kavanos chutz l'Yerushalayim, chutz l'Beis HaMikdash, so then you're not allowed to be makriv kavanos in Beis Chonyo. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchok Shomaiti shemakriv in Beis Chonyo, bizman hazeh. Kosova Beis Chonyo lav Beis HaMizori, it was built l'shem Shomayim. Vikosova So Rabbi Yitzchok that says that you can be makriv korban in Beis Chonyo, so he holds that the kedusha misheino is kicho mishaito v'kicho v'loi kicho osedlovei. So that means when the Jews went into exile and the second Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, so then the kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash became mortal. If the kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Mikdash became mortal, so then you can be makriv in any place. So, v'rikish was lo v'dechsich to liposo madato ha-minucho la-nachlo. Minucho zi shule, nachlo zi yoshuai. Ma kish nachlo minucho. Ma minucho yish achreo heter, av nachlo yish achreo heter. So Rabbi Yitzchok said that even Yerushalayim is yesho achreo heter. So you can be makriv in one. Omrule yomar, so the Chachomim asked Rabbi Yitzchok, did you say that it's muta to be makriv? Kobones in Beis Chonyo. Now, if it's Buddha, then we make the Kabbalah. If it's Chonyo, it can be made in any place. So, Omar Luhuloi, he never said it. Omar Rove or Lekim Omo, Gamrin Olamine, who my time ago had a way, but he was Chizah. He was Chizah from that memory. Why was he Chizah? Mishim Kashit Rav Mor. The basic Rav Mor, how can you say that Yerushalayim Yishachre Oeter, Gdusha Tzedfir Shem Mishneh, Dusha Shiva Yishachre Oeter, Dusha Yerushalayim Yishachre Oeter, Veit Nan, Mishabu Yerushalayim, Nesu Abomis, Vilohoyo Lehem Oid Heter, Vii Oy Solinach. So Rabbi Yitzchok was raised. Rabbi Yitzchok held originally that Makrim is from you because Gdusha Rishenu Yikichol Shaito Yikichol Sidlovei, and Gdusha Shni of Yerushalayim Yitosh Yikichol Shaito Yikichol Sidlovei. So the male has seen this way, Kishos and Lovey. So Yerushalayim and Mikdash are not Mikudesh now. If they're not Mikudesh, so no one place is better than any other place. So you can be Makhtar Kobonis in any place. So Pome Samud. So then Rabbi Yitzchok was Chazeya because of our Mishnah that says, Kedush HaShira Yesh Acheo Etea, Kedush HaYerushalayim in Acheo Etea. Then the Gemara says Tanoi. So what's the machlokes Tanoi? Whether the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the Mikdash is Kichol Yishaito, Kichol Sidlovei, or it's Loi Kichol Sidlovei. So Teisa says in Kash, Umay Taim Hodobei, Mishim Kushid Rav Mori, Hikshu Arav Reb Chaim, Umitchilo Yichol Amal Yimilsei, Vichilo Yitei Aam Mishne, Vali Yishkur is Bifikoil. So how did Rabbi Yitzchok at first hold that you can be makriv kabonis bizmana, you can be makriv bibomo bizmana ze. But didn't he know the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Kedushas Yerushalayim, ein acher eter, ein acher eter. Void kashe, kim ditanoi amai hotabei, leim ano de amre kiman de omar lekicho. Lekach nire ele arav Reb Chaim, dikula al nemei bimushpo Yerushalayim, nesu abomis, vishuv lo yo en eter. Behind it, I'm going to hopefully. Man, the Omaluk Kichosova, that gives you his bear, in Lakri Vacho. Oh, man, the Oma Kichosova, the King is bear, Mutalakri. Avaloy Bimom. So, Tesla says that even though the Gemara says Tanoi, so it doesn't mean that there is a Machlokes Tanoi as to whether Bomis is Muta or Bomis is not Muta. Everybody agrees that Bomis is not Muta. That Bomeis is not Muta. But Machlokes Tanoi means whether it's Kichol Yishaito, Kichol Sidlovei, or it's Kichol Yishaito, Velo Kichol Sidlovei. So what's the pshat? So in other words, that means that Rabbi Yitzchok, Din is certainly Nitche. Because Rabbi Yitzchok said two halachas. One halacha was that Rabbi Yitzchok said that it's Kichol Yishaito, Velo Kichol Sidlovei. That means that Yerushalayim and the Mikdosh are not Kodesh now. And then he said, view of the fact that it's Kichol Yishaito, Velikichol Sidlovei, so in Mele, you can be Machriv Kobones, be Bomes too. So, on that point, that it's Kichol Yishaito, Velikichol Sidlovei, so there is a Machlokes Tanoim. So the Gemara doesn't pass. But on the other point, that since it's Velikichol Sidlovei, Mele, you can be Machriv Bomo, that is Nikr. That's refuted. Because even according to Mandoma, that it's Loi Kichol Sidlovei, so the Mikdosh does not have Kedushas Misa Mikdosh. So the Mele, if somebody enters the Mokim HaMikdosh, so he's not Chayiv Kores. But Kobones, you cannot be Makri in any place other than the Mokim HaMikdosh. Why? Because there are two Kedushas. First of all, there is the Kedushas HaMikdosh. And then there is a Kedushas Beis HaBchir. Now, Kedushas HaMikdosh, in here, in the Mishkin too, when the Jews were on the Midbar, so the Mishkin had the Kedushas HaMikdosh. So the Machne Shechinei was the equivalent of the Azore. The Machne Leviye was the equivalent of Yerushalayim. I mean, the Machne Leviye was the equivalent of the Har HaBayis. And then the Machne Yisrael was the equivalent of Yerushalayim. And then in Gilgal, in Shile, in Nei, in Vigiven, so it had Kedushas HaMikdosh. But there was no Gdushas Bisabchiret, because you see that the place of the Bisamikdosh shifted from one place to another place. But then, once David was Mikadesh Yerushalayim, and David said, Poi Eishiv Ki Visio. So what does it mean? That he was Mikadesh with eternal Gdusha. In other words, that no other place could be used as the place for a Bisamikdosh. Only that place, only Yerushalayim, and only the Haramelio, no other place. So then, the Kedusha of Beis HaBchiro is certainly Kichol Lishayit of Kishlo Sibavei. This is inherent in the Kedusha of Beis HaBchiro. What does Beis HaBchiro by definition mean? Beis HaBchiro means chosen. Poi Eishiv Ki Visio. In other words, this place was chosen. Le'il Mivoyet. And no other place can the Beis HaMikdash be built. So that's certainly Kichol Lishayit of Kishlo Sibavei. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that Shlomo HaMelech was Mikadish the Beis HaMikdash. So they ask against the Rambam, because the Gemara in Zmochin Taf Chof says, Ki Kodish David Atim Are Kodish. So that means that David HaMelech was Mikadish the Mikdash. So my father said it's no kashi, because there are two Kedushas. One Kedusha is a Kedusha. One Kedusha is a Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, and one Kedusha is a Kedusha of Beis HaBchiro. So, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, who realized that Kedusha? Who was Mikadesh? Who was Mikadesh the Beis HaMikdash with the Kedusha HaMikdash? That he should be able to be Makriv Kobones with the Kedusha HaMikdash. That was Shleim. That was Domba Shleim. But who was Mikadesh Yerushalayim and the Har Merio with the Kedusha Beis HaBchiro? David. David said, Poi Eishiv Ki Visio. So the Mele, it's two separate Kedushas. So the Machlekes Tanoim, this is what Rav Chaim Kain says. The Machlekes Tanoim applies to Kedushas HaMikdash. So one Tane says, Kicho Mishaito Mikicho Osidlovi. One Tane. So according to the Tane, if somebody will enter the Mokim HaMikdash, he'll be Chayiv Koretz. And then another Tane says, the Kedushas HaMikdash is Loi Kicho Osidlovi. Is Loi Kicho Osidlovi. So that means there is no Chayiv Koretz. Now the Rambam paskins in Yilchel Bisabchire that it's Kichol Mishaito Mikichol Sidlovi. In regard to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so the first Kedusha was Loi Kichol Sidlovi, but the second Kedusha was Kichol Sidlovi. But in regard to Yerushalayim, the Mikdosh, the Rambam paskins that even the first Kedusha that was Niskadish by Shlomo was Kichol Mishaito Mikichol Sidlovi. The Raived is massive, and the Raived paskins that not only the first Kedusha was not Kicho Lishaito v'kicho Lositlovei, but even the second Kedusha was not Kicho Lositlovei, was not Kicho Lositlovei. So the Raivet says, in the Zasogi, in the Perifov, in the Zasapiro, V'ficho chimer ani, sh'anichnas achsho, v'mkeim ha-migdosh, in a chayiv kores. In a chayiv kores. So why does the Raivet say, in a chayiv kores? Why does the Raivet say, in a chayiv kores? He should say, V'ficho chmuter, v'ikonis v'mkeim ha-migdosh. The Rabbi doesn't say Lifichoch Muter. As a matter of fact, the Meir in Shavuos says that even according to the Rabbi, that he passes that it's Loi Kicho Osidlovei, that it's Loi Kicho Osidlovei, so there is no Kores. But it's Oseh Fot Meim to enter the Mikim Azor. It's Oseh Fot Meim to enter the Mikim Azor. What kind of an answer would that be? The answer is because the Rabbi passes like the Mandoma, that Lushes Hamikdosh is Loi Kicho Osidlovei. But Kedusha Beis HaBchiro is certainly Kicho Osidlovei. So in the Mele there is an essay of Mikdosh HaTero. So because of the essay of Mikdosh HaTero, a Tomei is not allowed to enter the Mikim Azore. The Mikim Azore because of the essay of Mikdosh HaTero. But there is no Chiyuv Kores for being able to essay. So the Chiyuv Kores is based upon the Kedusha HaMikdosh. Now this is what Rabbi Chaim Kain says. So Rabbi Yitzchok at first assumed that according to Mandoma, that it's Loi Kicho Osidlovei, so in Mele, everything is bottled. Even the Kedusha Beis HaBchiro is bottled. So in Mele, if the Kedusha Beis HaBchiro is bottled, why shouldn't we be able to be Makriv Korbanos Lvoves? There is no special place. But Rabbi Yitzchok was Chayzer. And then the Gemara says that, so Tesis Kashi was, why was it Chayzer after all? It's a Machlekes Tanoim, it's a Machlekes Tanoi wo da kisho slove o mit kisho slove. So hab da kein kein stare zins. Der machlik ist Tanoi is only der machlik ist Tanoi is only as to whether the kedushin of the mikdash is kisho slove. So that some Tanoi would say it's for kisho slove. But the kedusha is a prima is certainly kisho slove. Pay a shit ki vesel so so it's a long boy so even after the chum is a mikdash it remains kodesh viteras misapchira Yerushalayim and the Haram Rio. So the Mele since the Haram Rio remains kodesh viteras misapchira, so the Mele all other places are excluded as in Mokim HaKoveh because they became a mikdash is still kodesh. This is what Tesis says in the Torah. Now this Tesis is apparent and most Rishonim agree with Rabbi Chaim Keir, but this Tesis apparently is chilek and Rabbi Chaim Keir, because here Tesis says Ikashe, the more it says, since they became Uta in Bozotayim, once they entered out to Soya, because they became removed at a distance from the Bisamikdosh, so from that point of view, when they went into exile, they certainly should be Uta in Bozotayim. Because Archibald Tvei. So Tesis says, Ikashe, no, according to Rabbi, there is one girl saying Makis, according to which Rabbi Shmuel, the same time, holds that the Dusha of Isheno and Dusha Shmuel of Isam Midosh is Kicho Mishaito, the Loi Kicho Lozibobe. So, Mimele, if Rabbi Shmuel holds Loi Kicho Lozibobe, so then it follows that the Mikim HaMikdosh is not any more Kodesh than any other place in the world. So in Mele, it should be Mutel to be Makriv Kobones in Bomes, in any place, in your own courtyard, you can be Makriv Kobones. So why does the Gemara say, because you can hash the Arachel Tvei? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not Arachel Tvei. Because as long as they were out of Israel before they went into exile, So the Bisamigdosh was Kodesh, and the Bisamigdosh was Kodesh, so all other places were excluded as a place of Akore. Mashenkin, once they went into exile, so the Dusha of the Bisamigdosh was Poka. If the Dusha of the Bisamigdosh was Poka, so you can be Makhriv Kobones Bibomo, so you can be Makhriv Ikom Shlomi in your own courtyard. So the Mele was a time you should be yourself, because it's not such a hardship, you can be Makhriv Ikom Shlomi in your own courtyard. This is the discussion. This one of the guys said, "Baby, now listen. Baby, we just love it. You can't even show me who's got bombings because you didn't get my camera on it. You don't show me the other three. Other than that, a tribulate way, give me who's got bombings." So that's a big chiddush in this case. But according to Rabbi Chaim Keir, there is no kasha because through Rabbi Shmuel holds that Kedusha of Isheno, Kedusha of Shliyo, there is a mikdosh. He is loy kichol as a love. So the Kedusha of Isamikdosh is poka. So there is no chiv kores, but the kedusha misapchira, that's not poka. So since the mikdosh is still affected to the kedusha misapchira, so mele you cannot be makhriv libomo, because the became a mikdosh is still affected to the kedusha misapchira. So we see from this thesis that this thesis is chilek Rav Mechanke, and this thesis holds that once we say the kedusha of the kedusha misamikdosh is loy kishos elavei, so it's mutar to be makhriv. It's a very strange chiddush. But Kili Sova was a title in the Kabbalah. Hey, you know it. Ho. You may maro machode, u maro machode, velo itri. Yesh leiva, ile habakive, mitza psataide, in kei, eche utolem, psa mechire, in kot she made, leva yishrite, in mash mesomo, vi bitzvi baayo, ho bikro, vidashinu menei, heta mechire, ksiv boka mitzeim, kersiv tirecha kumfo, zwa hapto mikorech utzelecho, vichwa u mikore mikoyez, vichwa. Und wie kostet er ein Gut mehr, kostet er den Kinder, wie war ein Gut mehr, durch das Land. Weiter. Boi Rabbi Yom, ich wohre ich sah ein Kinder, ich ich wisse ich es euer in Boi, wie auch jetzt mal, sondern du hast die Korin, der Rabbi Kip, der in der Mipo, die Israelites war ein Mutter, wie der Kinder, so ein Kinder war sie Mati, ja. So, but once they entered out Israel, they were forbidden, im sah ein Kinder, then they were obligated to shech the baby. They couldn't be naked in the baby. Just to be anxious upon it, to be anxious upon it. But they had to shech it in a special way, according to all the halachas, to all the halachas shechit. So Rabbi Yomer is Nabaye. How about the Jews who were nechir of certain behemoths, before they entered out Israel, and then they entered out Israel and they had some stock of some Hamo that became Yuter al Dinechir. So do we say that they were allowed to eat since they were Milcha before they entered out Israel? So a Jew could eat even after they entered out Israel or not? Once they entered out Israel, they were not allowed to eat. Because Yeshua spent 7 years in the cage out of soil from Zainan. Then 7 years were spent in making the distribution of the out of soil, the haluk. So what does Rabbi Yirmi have reference to? If Rabbi Yirmi has reference to the 7 years of kibush, now in those years, so Yeshua and all the Jews were engaged constantly in Muhammad. So he lay in Bisheva Shekovshu. So there is a Zerasakos. Who put him lay in Kotu. Right after the parasha of Shema, v'hoyo ki yivacho anishem lechecho lohoretz, asher nishba la'avisecho, la'avrom li'itzok li'yakob, lo seis loch, orim dilis v'teilis asher lo'im v'niso, uvotim lo'im kotuf asher lo'im v'niso, uveres chatzuvim, asher lo'im chotzavto, kome mizis asher lo'im notato, v'ochalto v'sovato. So the Torah says, v'ochalto v'sovato, in respect to everything that you'll find in Eretz Yisrael. So from that we learn out that everything that the Jews found in Eretz Yisrael when they took possession of Eretz Yisrael from Zainamim was mutabachel, even Dvorim Asur, because it says Uvotim Leim Koltu. So Uvotim Leim Koltu. So Ma Emes Ileim Bisheva Shekov Shu. So Rabbi Yirmi has an abaya. Whether the Psalm Yechira that the Jews won Yechira in the Mikvah before the end of Eretz Yisrael. Then they entered Eretz Yisrael, and they had some stock remaining that was Nechira, some Nechira, whether they were allowed to eat it. So if the question is whether they were allowed to eat it in the 7 years of Nechome, so then even Psachazir was put down. Hashted v'atom ishtaru, tichsivu potim leim kotu, v'yom agavir, v'yabara, v'yom agav, kasle v'chazire. So even Psachazir was put down. Psa Mechira Meboyet, so what kind of a question is there in connection with Psa Mechira? Elo Lachamina. But Abaye is in respect to the Bore Psa Mechira that the Jews had before the Sheva Shonim Shekovsh. But they kept it. They kept it in stock. They kept it stored until after the first 7 years. And it was already, and the question arose in the Sheva Shonim of Chluki. So then the heter of Ubotim Leim Kotu doesn't apply. Whether they were allowed to eat that boso by virtue of the fact that the Nechire was moderate prior to the time they entered out Israel, or not. So, Elah, the boy say me, Leil and Bishem Ashekovsh, Ki Ishteranu Shlal Shalem Tichobi, Hidu Ishter. So in other words, then the second question Gemara says, that Abaye can have reference to the Sheva Shonim of Kibush. But then you ask Sheva Shonim of Kibush, there's another heter. That everything they find, even Dvorim Asurim, so is Muter. Even Dvorim Asurim is Muter. So certainly, the Ivorim Sadechire, no. So we say, no. When is the Torah Matir, what in Lincoln to? Only the Dvorim Asurim that they took away from the Zainamim, that is Muter. But if they had Dvorim Asurim of their own, then the Torah was not Matir. Then the Torah was not Matir. So Mimele, the Shaila is, but the Dvorim Psal Mechira, maybe it's Muter for a different reason. Not on the basis of Botim Vayim Kotu, because the Matir was already realized. Because since the Nechira took place prior to the time the Israelites entered Eretz Yisrael. So Mele at that time the Nechire was like Shchite. So it was Matia. So Mele it's Mutter. You see, the Gemara doesn't have an Abaye. Now let's say, suppose Jews had Bosor Behemo before Matan Torah, Nivel. And then they received the Torah. So could there be something like that the Nivelo they had in their stack, they should be allowed to eat it? Of course not. Because once the Torah was given to them, some Nivelo, they became Bosor. They became bound by all the Surim of the Torah. But the Gemara has the Abaye in regard to Yivore Psal Nechire, because the Heter of reading Psal Nechire was not a dispensation on the Nisan Abel. It's not that the Israelites, according to Rabbi Akiva, had a dispensation on the Nisan Abel. No, the Israelites in the Midbar were bound by the same Nisan Abel as the Israelites today. But in the Midbar, Nechire was a matter. So Nechire was like Shchite. So in Meile, the Gemara had an alternative. Since in the Midbar, Nechire was a matir. So once the Nechire took place in the Midbar, so it should be Mutter. So it already became Mutter Bachile. So even after they entered the Eretz Yisrael, maybe they are allowed. That's one alternative. And the other alternative is no. It was a matir only for the duration of the Israelite stay in the Midbar. But it wasn't matir after they entered Eretz Yisrael. That's right. And the Gemara's kasha was, but they should be mutter anyway on the basis of the sakosu of bottom lane of two. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara gives to Terutzi. So one teretz of the Gemara is that the Abaye of Rabbi Yomi has reference. The Abaye of Rabbi Yomi has reference to the Sheva Shonim of Chluke, not the Sheva Shonim of Kibush of Nechome. And the second Losh of the Gemara is that the Abaye of the Gemara is reference, can have reference to the Sheva Shonim of Kibush. But the reason is why the Psal Nechire couldn't be Muter and score of Potem Leim Kotuv, because only Shlal Akum is Muter, not the Bosor Oser that they themselves possess. Only of Shlal. Now, the Rambam has a certain halacha. In Hilchas Melachim. It's not relevant to us.
Didn't they know? I mean, what did they do?
Right, I mean, they knew, but we don't know. So that's why it's Teiko, because the Reish becomes Schar. So we want to know what was the din then. The Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Tesmir Zimlohi, Halocha Alef, Chlutzei tzovo kishi yikonsu bigvul ha'akum v'yirbishu v'yishbu mehen muta lohen lechel niveleis u'treifeis u'psachazir v'chayetzke im yira v'limotso mayecha el macholi seilu ha'asor v'chen sheise yayin esach mipi ha'shmu elomdu u'potim leim koltuv al p'chazirim v'chayetzke. And then in Halacha Beis he says v'chen be'el isha v'giyuso im tok v'yitzke So that's the Aloch of Yivasteya. So the Rambam mentions a Chiddush that Chutzitzov, when they take possession of a certain land, so and they find Dvorim Asurim, so they are allowed to eat the Dvorim Asurim in Hirav, Vilimotso Mayecha, El Macholis in Asurim. So this is a pasuk that Gemara says here. Ubotim leim kol tuf, afili kosli dechazire, kasli dechazire. So the Rambam mentions it as a halacha l'deis. The Ramban is a mitzvah, is masik on the Rambam, and he says this is not a halacha that is neid l'deis. This is only a halacha that applied to the milchama of the Israelites against the Zionists. It doesn't apply to any other milchama. It was aloha that was made in that milchama, because the posik in the Torah speaks of that, of the taking possession of Eretz Yisrael from the Zionists. So it's only limited to that milchama, but it doesn't apply to any future milchama. So we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so it's the Aloha Lideres. According to the Rambam, Aloha Lideres. That Chutz Yitzovo, who if, let's say, they take possession of a certain land, and they find Dvorim Asurim in the enemy's territory, and they have nothing else to eat, so then they are allowed to eat even Psach Hazeh. Now, so the Roshna Rambam is, in Yirabu in Motzomayich. So the Radvaz as the Kashe in Yirab, the Radvaz, because it's Mishneh. So he says, in Yirab, in other words, he has nothing else to eat, so Sakonis the Boshes. So why Dafke Chutz Yitzovo? Any Jew, if he is in a place where he has nothing to eat except one basur, so he's allowed because of Pekach Nefesh. The answer is, because Mishnah says, Radvaz says, when he says in Yirab, he doesn't mean Yirab, he starves to death. In other words, if he will not eat the Psach Hazir, or the other Dvar Masur in Yoda, it means Yirab, he'll starve. It'll be very painful for him. But he'll survive. There is no Sakonis Nefoshes. So there is no Heter, but by Chutz Yitzovo, there is a special Heter. And you see that the Rambam equates it with the Aloha of Pipasteya, which is with Dibro Teiro L'Kenegad Yitzhar Ara. So the Rambam, right after that, says, V'chein bo in Lisha B'giyuso, in Tok V'Yitzhar. So it's the same Heter as the Heter of Pipasteya. So it's a special Heter. According to the Rambam, so the Rambam says, there is no such Aloha L'Teres. And this Heter of Botim Reim Kotu, and the Torah spells out, the Torah says, So it spells out the war that the Israelites carried out against the Zionists. So it only will applies to that Muhammad, to the Jews, who took possession of Eretz Yisrael at that time, not at any other time. So it's not even able there is, according to the Ramban. And then the Ramban says that in that Milchame, it did not apply only to a case where Yirab ben Imalechel, but that Milchame, even if he had other things to eat. So the Jews who took possession of Eretz Yisrael were allowed to eat all the Dvar Masur, because of the Zerzakosu of bottom laying for two. And then the Ramban mentions a raya against the Rambam from our Gemara, because the Gemara here in one lashon assumes that even the own Dvar Masur, even the